in Rise FM Breakfast Research 80 and Victor Rose Jr. Good morning to you and great to have you with us. So, winner wedding, in fact, it is Rise FM winner wedding at Ebundu, and today we have couple number three.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, and we have Letuktula Desire Ngobeni and Lucretia Lehlohonolo Mafenyan.
That's correct.
Right? It's a pleasure to have you guys in studio today.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Glad to be
for
here.
For
it is by the grace.
Hallelujah.
Oh, sure. So, our little.
Yeah.
Sifunu kuzwa konke.
Okay.
Oh, mangithi konke konke.
Konke konke. La magama bewa mancane 300 ebe kuningi sifuna ukukusho singakhulu.
Eh, wathola. Ilona thuba ke leli. Ilona thuba leli. And so yeah, so ngikhuleke sanamukele ekhaya. Sathemba ukuthi ke nizokwazi nisixoxele konke ngane, and then also nokuzongeza ukuthi umuntu ekhaya athi mayezwa time man. Naba ibone ngibavotela ngicabanga ukuthi bonisa.
They deserve it.
Yes. All right. So makhohlwa ke if now ekhona umuzi ufuna ukubuzayo. We couple number 382. Make sure that you do send us your WhatsApp on 072-885-7702.
Oh, you can even call us on a landline.
Yes, it's 013-757-0096. And we are currently live on our socials at Rise FM 943. Kunuzubabona bahlekanjani. So again, make sure that you do look in. And let's get in touch. This is the Rise FM Breakfast with JT and Victorious Jr.
You're on Vumalanga's hottest radio station. Good morning to you. It is Rise FM Breakfast Research 80 and Victor Rose Jr. Couple number three is in studio with us, Lucretia and, of course, Desire. Desire. You cannot say his name.
You know?
And you know,
Justin.
Just, you know, yeah.
Alejandro.
All right. So we're playing our 60 seconds challenge.
Yes.
And so the rules are very simple.
Mm-hmm.
You're not allowed to say yes. You're not allowed to say no. No hesitation and no repetition. And your answers would have to be correct.
Okay.
All right, Arendo.
Right.
Right. Yes.
And I promise if you guys get one or two or zero, I won't laugh.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, no pressure. No?
Yeah.
Okay. So
okay.
Ladies first. All right. So partner, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Partner, are you ready to laugh?
No.
All right. Your time. All right. It looks like I don't have a timer today, but it's fine. Because what you mean?
Have you been to the moon, Lucretia?
I have not been to the moon.
Have you been to the sun, partner?
I have not been to the sun.
Oh, wow. That's the same thing she said. Repetition.
I haven't.
I promise I'm clear.
Okay. We're clear,
guys. We're clear. Zero.
I don't think you should be clapping hands. Yeah.
No, right, no one. At least it's something.
Out of ten, guys, well, I mean, that's why it is laughing.
Pardon, I understand.
I understand.
It's fine. All right. So let's get to know you.
But tell the people about you.
But tell
yes.
Okay, guys.
Yes.
Tina Ule Tokulmayo from Standerton originally, Sakile. And then baby ubuya Bushbuck Ridge, Dwarsloop originally. So sihlangana 2012. sihlangana 2013 actually la CTI. First time ngimbona sicela ngithi asiqala January bese sithi ayiqala bo February because mele nihlanganisa indaba zama ukuthi ndohlala kuphi ini njani. Okay, ngiyambona February ikolo mayisivula. Okay, I'm second year bona basase fresh ngithi uyazi speak abanye
one. Yes, statistics
isikolo
nyalo.
Yabo. Hey, ngiyambona sisi, hey sisi, samehla akhe kokucala ukuthi yamehla sisi man. Okay, ngi confidence futhi mina ngine plug impara isi.
Uyabonakala
ngini. Hey, ngikunika lento ukuthi la Last ngena njani. Okay, hayi, July, it was July. By July ke lapho during the February to July, look flatter nje yabo from a distance. Uyabona nje uyabo approach, uyabo. And then yeah, ngiyakhumbula kahle ngimthola uno I choose wakhe classmate yakhe.
Bahle. Okay, gochin, I choose.
Oh, I choose is a friend.
Oh,
is
okay.
A friend, yeah. She's with a friend nomunye guy from her class.
Yeah.
So la ngiyabona ukuthi la ngiyogcina ngilahlekelo because ngilokhu ngiyahesitate and now amadoda la siwaya approach.
Yeah.
Okay, baya conversation lapha nongithi hayi ngicela ukuthi sorry kancane ukuniphazamisa. I just ngicela ukuhaga usisi bafo ukuthi uzobona ukuthi abo sisi bahagwa kanje.
Wey, empembe.
Yeah.
Umthola uhleli nebantu.
Uhleli nebantu, ba
uthi wena. Oh,
ngiyabona ukuthi no yahamba
le
kahle nje kanjalo nje simple like that.
Was at the moment you realized obviously this could be someone that you know
and I knew the ngimbukile already nje. Hey, bengimbona from eflatini. It looked like he really across the street. So nje. So ngithi mangiphuma ngithi ngiphoseliso nje.
You know what sometimes gets us as women when you meet a man and the man says you're going to be my wife.
Yes.
And let's ask her, usanakakushela nokukushela. But to get the confidence of him saying you're going to be my wife, you start looking him differently. Like
and the moment you appear, it wasn't there to which she's going to be my wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, bengifuna nje icherry e grand e fana naye at that time. Eh, aw ngiputuputu aw. Isikhathi sesiyahamba sesimuva in together majita sewayangibhora sengihle flatini lakhe
yebona
yazi impilo seyisimpula una ngumuntu sekanini sekazowasha ngithi halana ngibambile uNkulunkulu ngiyambonga lalo uNkulunkulu ngiyambonga. Okay, hayi ngikube lokho we move to kamagugu sihlala soyithu lapho ku Wendy House phela at this other friend of mine igama lakhe Rochelle. I hope she's listening and then yeah kube lokho okay, mina ngi drop out esikolweni ngibe u cab driver ngithi nginemoto mina
okay
khaya bangithengele imoto nyana ayibona indaba yesikole la ukuthi ndo sengathi sengifile kakhulu nami la in a stage you know
vele
isizathu sasincane wayibona nje ina sport ngibuyele lokushini mina ngitha la kube lokho but she was there for me wayibona buka bengasafundi sengize ngishaya uvalo ukuthi okay now I have to go home and then she's doing ama practicals nyana lapha la ka Mr Milazi. So she was reception bebashaya reception lapho. So now sengimthwala mina so I'm over hustling yabona ngendaba ze cab ukuthi at least nami ngibe kona something engiyifakayo ngingabe ukuthi out but akunayini yabona nje. She was like babe ungahambi khululeka go right ngitsha angokusindi nje yebo kwaba yiloko kwaba yinkinga yama drugs 2014 kube lokho ama drugs abontashi vele sekuthi angisalali nje. She wangibekezela ekhaya they didn't even know ukuthi sengikile stage le so I didn't go to any rehab. She was the support uthi lethi wena how can you be like this now how uyabona nje but still she had all the time ukuthi buka muhle kanjani umfazi wami angathula noma ngabe ubani at the time uyabona but she wahlala nami uyabona ngaze ngaba right we ngathola uNkulunkulu I got born again that was 2019 already but ngipropose ngo August last year 2019.
Okay, let ungathi taba mfundisi.
Yeah,
I just saying la kudala. Because mehlo akho was that one thing. Liam draw into you. What was that one thing for you?
He was streetwise.
Yeah.
Yeah, ngifuna indoda lethlevile.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were streetwise. Lo wazi ukuthi ungena la kuphuma la. Uyambona nje naye ukuthi ulento vele. Angifuni lo muntu nje lo ozohlala enjini nje but my this guy is a hustler.
Okay, wait.
I think when my sweet dear coyotes ngaphandle.
So
just to make a life for us.
So were you looking because that comes later? Were you looking for a bad boy or someone who has the potential to be a good man?
At the time I was looking for a bad boy. But we grew up and then we matured into a good guy.
You know, listening to your story Sasalit and also listening to you right now Kuluma, I'm sure, you know, njobe shukuti, there were times that he thought, ukuthi, you know what, upibuwa muhle, angathathwa inombani, and you know, because mna ngenza kanje, yini le kuhlalisile. Like, what is one, because, mhlambe there were times, I mean, may to basic matrags, sometimes, ubona ngathi umuntu ngeke azavuke kuloko, and ubona ngathi mhlambe, uyangibambezela, I could be far, but, yini le kuhlalisile wena wathi, hayi, no little one.
He was loyal to me. Beyavuke ekuseni angasebenzi, yangikhaphe emsebenzini, angidrobhe, angilande in time. And beside that, angasebenzi kanjalo, beyakhona ukuthi afike ekhaya yothi sintambama every night. Asebenze as a cab, asebenze athengise emaswiti nabogwayi ngaphandle, and come back to me always. So loko kangimotivator. And another thing, I wrote a book. I used to, umahambide, Jolene, these problems, I used to have a notebook, and then I will I didn't write to the stories. I wrote to God.
Yeah.
I didn't pray. I wrote my prayers on the book, and he only found out about it last year.
You say it, it'll and manifest.
Yeah, and I used to say everything that I want God to change about him, and now he is what I wanted God to change.
Right, well, they're still here, but I was telling us it was in Jagoshaya 9. So, mhlambe nawe uma ngabe kukhona info mhlambe lofuna kuyisho kubo noma lokhona kukubuta kuba, I mean, they've been together for some time now.
Yep.
And maybe we can learn a thing or two. You know, partner hasn't been in a committed relationship in the longest time. So, maybe he can pick up a thing or two from you guys.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bong.
For a long time. Yes. This is not as a breakfast.
You're on Mpumalanga's hottest radio station. A very good morning to you. We trust you are well wherever you are in this province of ours, stunning province of ours, but also if you are outside, thank you so much for tuning in. We have a couple number three in studio with us today. We have Lehlohonolo and Letu. We crossing fingers. We would say, Shem, Nabo, you know, by winning a competition, it is worth a lot of money. It is worth... over 180,000 rands.
Wow.
We call it the Rise FM Win a Wedding at Ebundu.
Right. So, just before, you know, see Kubeg and Kulmuit, we'll play some voice notes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if now, Shambi, you want to say something, you want to, you have a question, you can send them through to 072-885-7702. Our studio line is 013-757-0096. Let's check out, office voice note.
San Bonani, balaleli ba Rise FM, ikama Nkarabo Mashego. Ngilalele lihlogonolo na lethukthula. Ngisuka nabe kude. I have known uLethukthula from 2013 when he met my cousin. And okubabona bafike la bafike khona namuhla nami angithembi ngoba the time bahlangana bengimtshela cousin nami ukuthi emzala mara iboyfriend yakhe ngathi nje ihlakaniphe kakhulu ngathi clever kakhulu nje uTolunga la and wabeketela baze bafike la bakhona khona namuhla ngibalalele emsakatweni angithembi nakancane ukuthi ngiyibo nje ngiyababongela kakhulu and ngiyafisa ukuthi bayiwine le competition.
You know, yesterday, Sisena's Kuluma was couple number two. But Shogoguzi, there's no formula in making Shogoguzi Mshatu as a band. Now, it makes me wonder, Goguzi, does that same sentiment or thought apply to you guys too? Or Mshambi, Gnetin Folenti Sebendisa Gumshatu and Magur relationship here that has taken you guys from where you met to where you are now? Because if you hear a lot of people saying, you know, a man's, in fact, a way to a man's heart is through your cooking. But I understand that you did not know how to cook.
It is.
Okay. Mina ngicabanga ukuthi wena sisters, communication kakhulu.
Yeah.
The most important thing. And then ngale ndaba ye pride. Uyayibona i-pride iyebulalisa kakhulu abantu. Because sometimes nje, ubona ukuthi lento elilwayo nje ifuna ukuthi umuntu abe hambula azehlise uyabona indenisi yakhona ukuthi sidile nayo. So I think there's no vele formula straight but nje man communicator usho ukuthi sorry ma wrong and then yabo uzama ukuthi ma wrongile ulungise and then yeah lokho kuyasiza especially noNkulunkulu praying together also nako kuyasiza kakhulu.
Does he know how to apologize? Or he's the type that doesn't apologize?
No, I wait. When we, with us, when we have in my problems,
yeah,
I don't attack him same time. I wait for him to calm down, and then maybe the next day I say, yes, baby, la, izolo angiphathanga kahle. And then when you humble yourself, kundoda yakho, ungamphakameli, uyakhona ku-understanda naye, abone le point oyikhulumayo, and then from there he apologized. But if you attack at the same time, sonke siyocabana vele, ngoba naye already he's sure ukuthi lento ayenzile, it's fine.
Yeah. You know what I would like to know?
Yeah.
Why you guys think you deserve to win?
Why we think we deserve to win.
Yeah, but maybe let me let you think about that, and then we'll go back to that in the next few minutes.
All right.
In Rise FM.
Okay.
Rise FM. Bumalanga. Bazishe.
Breakfast Research, JT and Victor Rose Jr. It's Rise FM, a winner wedding at Ebundu. And today we're in studio with couple number three, Lehlohonolo Mafenyane and Letuktula Desire.
Alejandro.
Alejandro.
Mr. Love Love. Oh. Yes.
It wasn't me. Well, so we have a couple in studio. You've had a chance to ask Mhlambe la ufuna kwati khona ngabo gabandi, but also you've sent even more WhatsApps and even more voice notes. But before we get to all of them, why do you guys believe you deserve to win this competition?
I think we deserve to win this competition because uyayibona nje kuyatrenda ukuthi umujolo ngalizwe legama ukuthi bathu umjolo wenzani la. Bathu umjolo uyanyisa. So, see youth, man, is bancane. I think kuzoba kuhle futhi ukuthi abantu babone ukuthi isase khona lento yothando amongst abantu abancane. You can still put through, noma i-society or kunjani la ngaphandle, because sekunzima manje uyabona kusathembana, kusathandana kahle le yabo. But kukhona lolu thando lolu, if it's there, uNkulunkulu nje makunothando, he'll make a way, wayibona ukuthi kuhlangane. So I think siya deserve ukuthi sizoba a good example nje nangaphandle kwaloko, nokuthi nje futhi nathi sizoba izo solidifyeka lento yokuthi se ku Miss Ngubeni, because ngilobolile bengithi siyo sign a court ngi 12 za December, but nje makungaba nale popo le singabonga kakhulu.
Oh, preach mfundisi. Yes. Oh, shabalabala.
All right, so let's check out some voice notes.
Yeah.
Shall we? All right.
Morning, Rise FM team. This is Bianca from Nelspruit. Ngithanda ukubonisa ikhaphu lekhona lapho, iyamotivate kakhulu. Basithembisa ukuthi lithando lisasekhona leliciniso. On top of that, nekuthi kukholwa kwa sisters lapho kutshintshe irelationship yakhe to the best. And namhlanje udla tithelo temithandazo yakhe. Yabona bakhona bobabe langaphandle labafunga ukuthi babathanda abafati babo. But umbono ukuthi uyafisa kwenda mara kanako, then so uthola laba labathi I'll try my best. So uma ubuya emsebentini uthola ukuthi bekahlela ngaphandle athengisa amaswidi endani endani, it motivates lolo vuka ekuseni aye kamlungu ukuthi whatever scent that I have ngiyishera naye. Thank you guys. Aha, thank you guys. Namhlanje siyabadinga bomakoti labatomela liciniso bemesikhaleni. Awumthanzi umuntu kukhona umthanzi kunganalutho. Bese nabo baside phela bobhuti, babecinisweni. Ngithi ngihasla nami, nawe ubuhasele. Thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for that. Now, asangibudela, because I would really like your guys' opinion on our car talk from today. Kepha-ke, before sifika ku car talk, ngiqale ngawe baba umfundisi. You guys are now in a committed partnership, right?
Yes.
Are you comfortable with her ukuthi abe ne ma male friends?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Nayi khathoke namuhla. There's a guy who says kuna a lady, asithi mhlambe there's a lady lone muntu wakhe committed relationship bese kuba na lo new one mhlambe lofikako. Lolo khona akakazi wamisa ku vacation. Uyathi ukusidala mhlambe yena uyafisa ukuthi one day aye KZN. And imali ukuthi amise KZN ikhona. Uyavisisa. Kepha ke akakazi wamisa. Nyalo khona lo fikile lana within a space of a few days or even a few weeks.
Ubani ubuyaphi lo yafika? Sorry.
A smartness unetu fikile.
Okay.
turn mana from heaven.
Yeah.
Bashonjaro labanye. So nasika fikile yena uthi okay, yati ngifuna kugisa KZN. All expenses paid.
Mm.
Would you be comfortable with that? Usimuntu akahamba yo KZN nalomnye umuntu wona ukhona ekhaya.
By Winsan, by a Pumanji.
By a Pumanji.
But it's not a bowl.
Yeah.
Fun for your weekend.
No, logo, I ask Gwen's dog.
Hmm.
Ask Gwen's dog. When it's a friendship, says, yeah, my holidays. But let's say holiday.
Just for fun.
Must put for Kabanganji.
Hmm.
I think foot meaning blessed because, remember, I know even a bank and Maman Thomas, but it's just, I think it makes Maman Ashu would say, by nine, abandoning Ashu would say, okay, these are my wife's friends. So, Kabanga. I don't mind ukuthi abe nomngani wento because ngiyamthemba because yabo ngiyamthemba ngiyazi ukuthi angeke aqale she mstandos hay angeke but ukuthi sebayahamba bayale hay naye angeke vele
would you ngoba ukhona now would you be comfortable with your husband going away on holiday with a friend someone that he met recently
a female friend.
No, I won't be comfortable with that. Recently, no, with old friends. He has a friend which is Rochelle. They've been known each other for a long time. If it was with her, it was going to be fine. But just a recent friend, Inji. No, I wouldn't.
Wait. So you wouldn't have a problem with him, na Rochelle,
yeah,
going away for like vacation?
They are Boba best friends.
Good along your weekend.
No, they're best friends, Jim. Rochelle has been there for him in all...
All, for us, actually,
yeah, for us, the actually. For the, even for the relationship, Nji.
So, Mpe Monungana, Rochelle, near Dubai, no babid. Magakaya sal, Nji. Kube nguwenje na Rochelle. Yeah,
so,
Dubai yongele na Rochelle.
So, yabona genze? Is it Nji? Eh,
partner wrong. Rochelle has been there through thick and thin.
Yeah.
Sine besikhuluma ngemunfulo ovumbuka nyalo lesingamathi nokuthi unawapi mazeze asimathi
yazi jajeliswa
yini
ukuthi uyibambile leyo angijabona ukuthi kade usabuza ukuthi manje ushayabona ukuthi ay kada amasi
ay cha kusinale Rochelle ngivisisi
but you
why mara lolo musha yena vela hayi angeke akakhohle hayi akayi ndawo baba
baba akayi ndawo hlala phansi
ye Rochelle dali. As a advice, woman to woman, ngitshela ukuthi wendeni la. Ange ngikhulume. Uyisho nje indzaba, nami ngidawufanayo.
Yeah.
I think mem uRochelle umthanda ngoba Rochelle was that friend ngina ngimithe sithi hi.
Yeah.
But ngifike naye vele 2012 and then mem ngimithe 2013. Rochelle was that that friend ozothi lethu asifunde manje yabo. Lethu what's going on? She's ula ungifaka endleleni
yabo. Okay. So if niba nima problems when we are going to call a crochet.
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay. Right.
Let's because the langs now call of Tamela and Tamela.
No.
Angs mo fane la kuto so Tamela sela kuno.
Uzo bini sbibi twa.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's get a voice note.
Sanibonani Rise FM. Ngicela masala lo khulumako. Imvule engayisho kula ma couples la ithu namuhla. Ngokuthi akhonile kubekethelelana. So ngibonga sisi kakhulu ukuthi umbeketelile kubhudu wamkhombisa lithando nenhlonipho waphindze futhi wabhala futhi libhuku uNkulunkulu uyathi ukuthi live lenkosi eBhayibhelini lithi lona masimatise kusimakadze kuko konke lesikwendawo siyena osiqondisela indlela yethu. So ngiyabonga kusisi ukuthi umbeketelile kakhulu kubhudu kuhaslisha kungilenye imvo amantombatane akangakuthandi afuna imvo lesolid. Revises. So, mbonga kakhulu kusisi. Ngifisa ukuthi ngathi bangaye win le competition. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah,
brother.
Hallelujah. Yes. All right. So, coming up next, yeah, Savalelisa, we complete to number 3 and then Mr. Signes ama details ukuthi how you can vote for your favorite couple. Remember we had on Tuesday couple number 1, on Wednesday couple number 2, and today with Thursday we've got couple number 3. So, ke ama details onke thathi pen le paper so that uzokhona ukuthi wazi uzofota kanjani.
Our featured artist on Rise FM's Warsaw Weekend is HHP. Every hour this weekend, we'll play one HHP track and invite you to be part of the fun. Send an email to warza@risefm.co.za. Tell us the name of your favorite song by HHP and why you like it. And we could call you to introduce your song. Remember to add your contact number. HHP, this weekend's featured artist on Rise FM, was a weekend because was a weekend.
No, seriously. Download us.
It is Rise FM Breakfast Research AT and Victor Rosa Jr. Rise FM's winner wedding at Epundu. We have a couple number three in studio with us today, Lehlohonolo and Le Two. Desire. Ngubeni. You can't say desire and say Ngubeni.
Yeah.
It was Ngubeni.
Yes. Oh, yes. All right. So, just before, you know, see Valelise, if njengamanje, because there's sovula ama voting lines, you know, man puma njela sivula ba yagala. What would it mean for you ukuthi ni lo ni wine lo mshato lo omkhulukazi kangaka?
It will mean a lot. It will mean a lot. It will seal the deal. Le intando yenkulunkulu ifunayo vele. And it has always been a dream to me in Kosiame.
I'm going to go to Kosiame.
All right, so partner, the voting details?
Yes, voting will officially start at 9. So in the next 4 minutes, few seconds, you can start voting if you would like to vote for your favorite couple. Remember, we have couple 1, couple 2, couple 3. You go to wedding at, in fact, you send an email to wedding at risefm.co.za. And the good news is, I'm going to go to vote in JMP.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, that's all.
Hey,
that's
all. Incentive.
Me. Wow.
Tata.
So, you stand a chance of winning?
Yes.
Wow.
$1,000.
$1,000.
Oh,
and so remember, like email, you also include your contact details on the email, igama and contact detail. So that's so called. So win $1,000. You win a wedding. We all winners. Yes.
Everybody's
all winners. All right. So thank you so much for blessing us with your presence, namhlanje, and wishing you everything of the best. And yeah, laphe makhaya, keep voting and for your favorite couple. And tina sizoni bona. Oh, is it Friday tomorrow?
Yeah. And yabona nje njengoba besibhizi sihlangana nebantfu labashadile. Sho ukuthi na ku partner wami she umshado so sonke.
Sesiduzane kakhulu. Vumani na ningiyabana nani vuma.
No. Lalela, yizuthangela. I still say as partner. Lalela, you know uhlala unezibusiso.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Take.
So you saw you abona manje ingoma esophuma ngayo. Uthi izitha abantu abenze ukubi abangafuna into enhle ngeke balunge
ulandile.
All right, Pumi Mbete is up next between 9 and 12 ngakhohla. Start voting now, wedding at risefm.co.za, and kumbule couple number 1, couple number 2, or couple number 3, and leave your contact details. You might win yourself 1,000 rands. Bye bye.